Hi, this is Deepak.
And I'm Simran.
Welcome to the Brand Podcasters Show, where we discuss, teach, and analyze all about branding, marketing, and of course, podcasting. Let's get started. Okay, hey everyone, welcome to the Brand Podcasters Show. Today we have Simran, who heads production at Brand Podcasters, with us. My name is Deepak. I'm one of the co-founders of the company. So let's get it started. How are you, Simran?
I'm fine, Deepak. How are you?
I'm good as well. So what's on your mind today?
Like, if I speak about today morning, I was doing my, you know, routine workout, and I was listening to a podcast. Then I thought, oh, I also work on podcasts. So I was just thinking, there's so many platforms in which we listen to podcasts and everything. So what exactly the future of podcasts in India, if we talk about, because we have multiple options out there, right?
Yeah, no, I think the future of audio broadcasting in general is very bright. See, there is something about audio which is not available in either the written word or the video. It is extremely non-intrusive.
Correct. Right?
So as you were working out and listening to stuff, that is what the majority of the general audience is doing. So they work out, they do their daily chores, they run, they cook, they clean, right? Or they drive. And all during that time, they can listen to any interesting podcast. Hey, they even sleep while listening to a podcast. So, yeah, the future seems very bright. And if you look at the major companies like Spotify and Audible, they too have shown a renewed interest in the Indian market. So whether it is learning, skill enhancement, or general entertainment, podcasting, and in general, audio broadcasting, yeah, I see it growing up in the next few years.
Correct. Very well said, Deepak, because I think the most important reason why people are attracted towards podcasts is they save a lot of time by listening to a podcast. Like, they just have to listen it and they have to focus on something else. They are doing multiple things at a time, and that's what the good quality about podcast is.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And there are so many things we do in our daily lives, like day to day, which don't require 100% attention, right?
Yes.
Driving for one, cooking, cleaning, working out. Now, if you're walking on a treadmill, there isn't anything else you can do except to listen to something.
Yes. Right?
So that's true. It's a very interesting medium. In fact, I'm often surprised that it didn't take off earlier than this, because podcasting has been in the market since 2010 or something.
Yeah.
But it really picked up in the COVID pandemic time, and just right before that is when people started taking an interest into it. Probably due to the overabundance and bombarding of video component, is people got a little bit fed up.
Yes.
So yeah, podcasting is definitely interesting. Do you listen to podcasts?
Yes, I do listen to a podcast. Most of it's on learning basis, yeah, or some entertainment based poem or some sher o shayari wala thing. You know, they
right.
add their little touch, authenticity. Like I listen to few and they have their own language touch over it. So yes, that makes it more special and different from other podcasts. And also, I think there's a major twist in podcast in today's time. If we see earlier, like we talk, we listen podcast for learning, for some tips or for entertainment. But now podcast has been using for marketing as well. So there many of the companies or the leaders who are marketing their skills, their promotion services, and using podcasts as a platform, the marketing.
You are absolutely right. It's brands who are waking up to podcasting now, because it had been in the entertainment genre, it had been in the learning skill development genre. But now the brands are waking up to the potential of a podcast. See, it is not a quick selling medium.
Correct. Right?
But it's a long-term authority building channel. And brands who can do it right, now they will create a barrier to entry which no other brand can copy or replicate. So you're absolutely right. Brands are taking a renewed interest. And just on that point, see, brands, even their interest earlier was limited to product placement or sponsorship.
Yes.
So they would pick a podcast and just put an ad in front of it or sponsor it. But now they're getting more deeply involved. So you'll see many top leadership, CEOs, CTOs, CMOs, they would be hosting the company's podcast, because now they understand how important it is to put your own authentic voice on this medium. And that is how you generate trust, long-term authority, and eventually revenue and conversion. So you are absolutely right. In the when we talk about the future of this industry, you will see more and more brands coming into it.
And I think that's the best part of it, because when an owner speaks about its product or service or its brand, then he is the best person to address it, because he can explain it much better than any other person available outside.
Yes, and also that person is demonstrating that he's confident enough to put his face behind the product. See, lots and lots of startups and businesses are fine with selling substandard product.
Yes. Right?
Because they are not associated with it. But when you come on camera, you come on a mic and you say, okay, this is my product. I'm associated with it. Trust me, trust this product. And we both are joined. Right? That is a fundamentally different level of trust demonstration. So apart from what you said, that the owner, the founder, the person who made the product is the best positioned person to speak about it. It's also that they are demonstrating something very implicit and very, very uncommon these days, which is that, yes, this is my product. This is my face. Let it be associated with me. So, which is precisely what happens once a brand creates a good podcast. It just builds something which is long term.
Correct.
And which can't be copied, right?
Exactly.
So if, for example, look at us. If we are creating this podcast today, and there are tons of marketing agencies in India and the world, how many of them would be able to replicate it?
Yeah. Right?
Now, they might replicate the equipment, they might replicate the surrounding, but the conversation, that cannot be copied.
Correct.
Right? And now you contrast it with any other social media strategy. It's so simple for me to copy somebody else's social media strategy. I just have to create the graphics. Right? Just take the same words and create the graphics. So that is why podcasting is a very different channel. It's a very different medium. It takes some effort to get used to. But if you get into the zone and if you start producing it, it really works wonders for brands.
Correct. And like you said, not everyone can make podcast or something like that. And that's why we make podcast. We give the, you know, we make it into a complete package, from client research to the production, pre-production, post-production, to giving it to a complete package of a good quality audio, as well as content, as well as for marketing clips and for everything you talk about. And that's why we are specialized in about, right?
You're right. And so just to take that point, podcasts look very simple and minimal from the outside.
Yeah.
But there are tons of moving parts, which you just mentioned. Pre-production, production, post-production, editing, then publishing, how you're doing it, which platform you're using it. And there are so many moving parts that it's simply impossible for a single person to do it.
Right? Yeah.
And most of the companies do not have these resources in-house. They have a different type and category of resources. So yeah, I mean, for sure, working with a specialized agency can reduce the time, can Correct. Improve the results, and also give you something to depend on. Right? This is a very involved medium. You need somebody to hold your hand as you walk through the learning stages.
Correct. And we give the best quality, which a company will definitely appreciate.
Well, that's up to you. Yeah. You're the production head.
You know, I'm pretty much sure about my team and everything, because what we make is the best.
Yeah.
And no other person, if they have their own team, like if I say a big company set up his own production team or something, they may not be able to create that good product or podcast, because we have a specialized team for everything and we only focus on that. So yes, that's our job, and we'll make it better, good, best for everyone.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you, and I know you do great jobs. I was just kidding. Yeah. So no, that's true. It's a very specific skill.
Yes.
It's not a skill which is easily available or easily trainable, in fact.
Correct. That's where we are good at it.
So what more, Simran?
I was just thinking, let's talk about some podcasting techniques or, you know, the tricks of that. A good podcast is considered on the basis of, like, what do you think? It's about audio quality, or, you know, the topic, the conversation, or what do you think about it?
In fact, let me turn that question back to you, because you have taken tons of interviews.
Yes.
Right? And you have interacted with good guests and bad guests and engaging people and tremendously boring people.
Yeah.
What difference have you found? And what makes a person interesting in your mind? So I know that your conversations sometimes go up to 1 hour, they go even longer, and sometimes they become a task to survive even 30 minutes. So what, according to you, is what makes a person interesting or engaging?
I think the most important thing for that is, like you said, some interviews goes to 1 hour, more than that, or some are just for 30 minutes something. It is based upon the conversation, the topics we are going on, we are discussing. Whether it's interesting, oh yes, we can talk for two hours, 3 hours or anything. That a half day or 6 hours is also less for that. But yes, if it's not that engaging or interesting, so I don't think the public or the listeners will be interested in that. Yes, audio quality is one of the most important thing, but if the conversation or the topic is not interesting, then we cannot help with the audio thing. We can manage the audio thing, but it should be interesting that people would like to listen.
No, I agree. And I mean, content is still the king.
Yeah.
And the topics which we choose. And I would just add on to it that it's the choice of the topic.
Yeah.
It's also how relevant that topic is to the guest and the host.
Yeah.
Right. So I would assume neuroscience is a very engaging topic,
yeah,
but neither me nor you can talk about it.
Correct.
So it's not relevant to either of us. Or, so there are tons of specialized topics. So when, the choice of the topic, but also having a fair amount of understanding whether I can talk about this.
Correct.
This thing, right? Because it's hard to fake interest.
Yeah,
it's hard to be engaging. And if the guest or the host choose the right topic, and they've had authentic experiences around that genre,
yeah,
I think that what makes for an engaging conversation as well.
Yes, you said it right, because the content is the king, right? And we have to make it more interesting, engaging, and everything. And that is the thing that public or listeners like to listen about it. So if that's not good, or I'm not knowledgeable enough to talk about it, then that special guest or the conversation or the content is of no use then.
Yeah, and it's boring.
Correct. it's boring.
It's hard for us to survive. I mean, we can't ask the audience to listen to it.
Yes.
Tough. But I just remembered one thing around this content is king part. See, very recently, people had started thinking that content is of no value. Because you could pump money on Facebook ads and Instagram ads and get conversions. So in some manner, podcast is going back to the fundamentals.
Yeah.
Right now, we are again putting content to its right place, which is at the top.
Yeah.
Right. And everything else is then packaging. And you have to, of course, deliver it well and publish it well and do everything. But in many ways, podcast marketing, or using podcast as a channel of marketing, is going back to the fundamentals,
yeah,
which is, what does your product stand for? Or what do you stand for?
Correct.
Right? And that is, around that part is where we start crafting and nurturing a content strategy. So it's again, going back to the skill part, it requires a different mindset.
Yes.
Right? It requires a different way of thinking. If you're looking for lead generation tomorrow, podcasting is not the way to do it, right? It's much better you go on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and put some money on ads.
Yeah.
That is not what podcasting is. And which, just coming back to the previous point of what makes a guest engaging, I think I have found that people who try to sell in every conversation or in every sentence, they rapidly turn the audience off.
Correct.
Right? So this is not a sales medium. This will make your sales easier. This will help you with demand generation. But if you try selling, it's like just holding a banner in the middle of a crossroad and saying, look at me, I'm here. Nobody likes that. We are all too fed up of this overabundance of advertising.
Yes. And I think that's not possible for a long term. If we are, say, marketing or promotion we're looking for, and that's not good for that, because that is only concentrated towards, okay, take this product, take this, buy this, yeah, buy this, and something like that. Because at a particular, after a particular time of period, right, people get frustrated, irritated. Oh, every time we listen to it, they're talking about this only. There's nothing new about it.
20% off, 30% off, these old age-old e-commerce.
So there is nothing, you know, learning or something which we like to listen. There won't be something available there, right? So it should be very engaging, especially towards, we should also focus towards the target audience. Yes. What they like to listen. What are the majority of people doing, right? What they are up to and everything. Like today, Instagram is the official world where everyone is living. I don't know whether they interact physically one-to-one or something like that, but socially, yes, they interact with everyone.
So I think you're right. And so in fact, that is one thing which I would like to recommend to beginning podcasters, right? We all want our podcast to be listened by millions of people, but you can't do that from step one. You need to figure out who is that, right? Who's that one person you're talking to, or 10%? What exactly is your audience? And yeah, I mean, the topic, the relevance of that topic to the guest, and the relevance of that topic with the audience. And that's what makes an engaging podcast.
Because ultimately, we are making it for audience. We want to make our audience larger.
Larger. Yeah, absolutely. This is, I mean, absolutely true. It's something which, again, when you were mentioning the phases of podcast strategy, this is what comes into a launch strategy or a pre-production launch strategy. Who exactly do you want to talk to? Correct. Who should be listening to this conversation? Right? Why do we have these mics? Why don't just talk to each other if you're doing it? We have these mics because we want to talk to somebody else. And therefore, we need to consider their interests in our mind before we even start speaking.
Correct. Like we said, one, the content is the most important thing. The other thing for making a good podcast is a good audio, because podcast is all about audio. If your audio is not clear, if your audio is, you know, there's so many glitches, echoes and disturbances, then the listener will definitely get irritated and they won't listen to it. So for that, you need a very good, clean, you know, cut, clear, crisp audio for that.
Yeah, no, this is one of my pet peeves, right? So too many people just want to get started, right? And they will use their computer's audio or something like that. And I know that there is this concept of minimum viable product and launch fast and fail fast and all that stuff. But you still need a minimum level of audio quality.
Correct.
Right. This medium is solely audio. There is no video to support you. There is no subtitles to support you. There is no in-person hand gesturing to support you. And in that audio-only moment, especially when everybody has these nice quality headphones, any single break in quality or any disruption, any background noise, all of that really strikes. It just puts a hammer in your flow. So podcasting, when it comes, its audio quality is very, very important. And these days, as you know, the microphones have become much cheaper.
Yes.
So extremely good quality microphones can be had at a good price. So you don't really need to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars as you would have done earlier. And just have a bit of audio treatment in your room and it should all work out good.
Like you said, audio podcasting is just based on audio. Earlier, we used to, you know, for video thing and this thing, we get supported with the visuals and the hand gestures and everything. But in podcasting, or let's say any other audio platform of radio or something else, audio is the key person. The way a person is speaking, the way he's having the modulation and everything, what happens is listeners imagine that person with the help of voice. He or she is talking like this. So this may be like this. So that word audio becomes the visual for that listener. And that's the most important thing. Rather than having a good audio, most important thing is, if I'm talking about a particular situation like flood, or there's some devastation in a place. So if there's nothing supported to that, like a good packaging, I'm talking about a background music, some SFX, you know, some good editing about that, then that flood story, devastation story, something is of no use, because the person who is listening is not able to feel it, what I'm trying to convey that. So that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. Again, these all come part of your launch strategy, yes. Right? So if your genre is making people immerse in this story, right? It could be a real story, it could be a fiction, whatever it is. Then you need the surrounding aspects.
Correct.
Right? A monotone voice just saying that there was a flood there and something happened, people will get turned off pretty quickly. And in this regard, podcasting becomes very similar to a good book.
Correct.
Right? If you're reading a good book, you really get immersed into that part, and that person's life, those surroundings. And with podcasts, and this is where you're right, sound effects become important.
Yes.
Because now this visual has to be communicated only by means of this voice.
Audio, yeah.
And that requires some other level of editing and post-production. So all of these are something which any beginning podcaster, anybody should really define and articulate before they get started. There are tons of moving parts, as we said.
Besides having a good content, a good audio, if your team is good enough, you can create a good podcast. That good podcast is of no use if you don't have a good reach out there.
Yes.
If you're not able to convey or, you know, put it on a platform where maximum of audience you can gather. So I think a good podcast, like I was talking about, is based on content, audio packaging, and its reach, where we market it. That's the most important, crucial, or let's say last step for making a good podcast.
It is, Simran. And in fact, this is what we call our four P's in brand podcasters, which is pre-production, production, post-production, and then promotion and publishing, right?
Yes.
So this promotion / publishing aspect is what you're mentioning. And yeah, the best podcast is just maybe the best podcasts are lying around. Nobody has ever listened to them.
Correct.
And this is where you need to take help of social media.
Yes.
Right. You need to create a loyal audience, because podcasting is a new platform.
Yeah.
Right. People will subscribe to your podcast only when they know that you speak genuinely good content and you do it on a recurring basis. So yeah, the end marketing, publishing, promotion strategy is also something which needs to be kept in mind. And that is another beast in itself. So maybe we can do another session on that aspect sometime.
Yes.
But yes, that is something which everybody should be cognizant of. It's not something which will happen on its own.
Correct.
Right? It's not that you push, publish, and it is everybody's listening and waiting for you. Nobody has the time.
So then we are fine that in today's world, if we are going to see, or the world, how the things are changing, we are definitely going to see some different faces, or, you know, renewed faces of podcasting companies or the industry out there, and especially in India.
Absolutely. I think everyone who has not yet started will at least think about starting, because this is the time when YouTube and Instagram and all these are saturated. It's extremely difficult for you to make a mark there. Podcasting is still new. There is still space.
Correct.
And I would say there is still space for you to become the category leader in almost any industry. Right. So there are very few category leaders these days in podcasting. So brands should, and I think they are taking a look at it. And it takes some skill, but eventually I think this is one of the best places where somebody should focus their efforts and all the budget which they have. This is something which they should seriously look at.
And creativity has no end towards it. So we can make it as good as we want to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So shall we wrap it up today, Simran?
Yes, we should.
Okay. Wonderful conversation. And until next time, take care.
Bye.